Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello and welcome to Frothy, home in the fun, frivolous, lowbrow fraud that your group chat excels at. We're here to talk about the best things in the world of pop culture, from celebrity to influencers and all of the nonsense in between. And you're of course joined by me, Elle, a London-based 27-year-old writer who spends a lot of time chatting and reading about the fun, silly topics that maybe your boss, your parents, your partner, your best friend, your aunt, whoever, question why you enjoy so much. Each week we're going to talk about the best bits that pop culture has to offer, and this is your safe space to enjoy, dissect and binge on the frothy nonsense that brings you a smile. Guys, hello, how is everybody? How are you doing? I think it's safe to say that autumn is well and truly arrived in London, and it is grey and dark and cloudy. And for a lot of people, not all that enjoyable. I love it. Autumn is one of my favourite seasons. I don't have a huge variety to pick from, but I do greatly enjoy autumn. So I am very excited. I love the festive season and that is definitely creeping up. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I think, you know, after a week like we've had, it's really important to keep the lighthearted, fun, silly bits at the top of our list. Well, definitely in mind, because we obviously lost Liam Payne this week, and for a lot of people that really meant something. You know, he was a big part of a lot of people's childhoods and teenage years, and I think that parasocial relationship and the influence he had is not to be underestimated. So if that is you, I'm really sorry. We'll talk on it a little bit later. If that's not you and you know someone who is suffering or struggling or just not feeling so hot, be kind, you know. Everyone mourns differently, everyone has a different relationship to people in the public eye, and I think it's well worth just keeping that kindness and that awareness in mind before questioning why you'd feel a certain way about somebody you've never met. But that being said, with that aside, I think it's time that we dive right in with the best of the brain rot, which is of course the silly stories that got us talking this week. And you guys, we have to start with the drama, the intrigue, the suspicion, just the heavy interest, the wild media storm that has taken place around Strictly Come Dancing this week, and the pair Wyn Evans and Katia Jones. If you're not quite sure who the pair are, Katia Jones is the professional dancer, and Wyn Evans, he is an opera singer, but he also, his sort of main day job is as a radio host for Welsh BBC Radio. And he is actually the Go Compare guy, which won't mean anything to a lot of international listeners. But, you know, the man who sings Go Compare on the Go Compare adverts with the weird twirly moustache, that's him. So that's Wyn. And they have been doing really well on Strictly. We're on week 4, and I think it's taken everyone a little bit by surprise because he's obviously a singer, not a dancer. Not that the two aren't linked in some ways, but, you know, he's not a pop star. And yeah, but he's been smashing it. They've been doing really well. Definitely one of the stronger couples, in my opinion. But they were caught last weekend, so on their Saturday show, on camera. First with Katia rejecting Wyn's high five. And then later in the episode, with her moving his hand from around her waist to sort of sit on her hip. And I mean, I have seen the show and we all know the move. Well, I mean, I think the vast majority of us will know exactly the kind of move. You know, when a man just, you know, he gets a little too handsy and you just extract yourself from the situation while still very much engaging in whatever's going on. So you're not looking at him and frowning. You're not like stepping away in disgust. You're just carrying on your conversation. Or in this case, she still stood there smiling into the camera or like smiling at whichever contestant was talking. And she just put her hand on his and moved it from like the middle of her waist near where I assume would be her belly button round to her side to sit on her hip. And it was picked up almost immediately. I actually watched Strictly on catch up. I haven't managed to watch it live yet. But I saw it first on socials before anywhere else. And I saw it on socials on the night it happened. It was then obviously in the press, absolutely everywhere. Everyone was talking about it. And everyone everywhere just jumped to the same conclusion that, you know, Wynn wasn't a great guy. Which I think is a really easy conclusion to get to. I absolutely understand. You know, you see somebody extracting themselves from being touched and you think, something's not right there. Or you see someone rejecting a high five and you think, either the joke is not a great joke or, you know, something odd's going on there. What I would say is that when the high five rejection takes place, you can't see Katya's face at all. She has her back to the camera. And I do think that's an important detail. And at neither point with either interaction did Wynn look upset, embarrassed, cross, anything like that. He was still smiling and laughing away the entire time. And I think what made this public jump to Wynn is a bad guy so much easier is obviously over the past year, there's been some really awful news about the male professional dancers on Strictly and their abusive behaviour and the fact that it wasn't spotted during the live shows or during the recordings or when they were dancing in front of the camera. You know, this is all stuff that took place behind the scenes, and then these pairs came onto the show, acted like everything was fine, acted believably like everything was fine, and no one picked it up, no one understood. And so when the allegations and the news came out, it was a real shock. So I think people are maybe on higher alert around, or I think certainly viewers are on higher alert around what is going on behind the scenes Strictly. And I think that wariness has completely, obviously, has absolutely run when it's come to this situation. As I said, I watched it. The high five didn't bother me, but I did feel uncomfortable watching her move his hand from her waist. In the same way, I feel uncomfortable if I watched a friend do it in a pub. Like, I didn't particularly like it. But as soon as this story hit the news cycle, which was obviously almost immediately, both Katya and Wynn came out and said that, you know, it wasn't what it looked like at all. It's an inside joke. It just didn't come across very well. We were being silly. It didn't land. Katya spoke about it on her Instagram stories and Wynn on his radio show. And he said, and you can look this clip up, it's absolutely everywhere. He said he was absolutely heartbroken to read the things that had been written about him and that the pair, you know, were very good friends and that they made a stupid joke that had gone wrong. And he also apologised for any offence caused, but, and I think this is crucial here, he then said he felt weird for apologising because he didn't feel he'd done anything wrong. And that, I think, is where the story has caught a second lease of life. At the time of recording, we're almost a week on from this incident, and it is still making headlines in what has been an incredibly busy pop culture week, and so it shouldn't be, but it is still making headlines. Because the Metro published on Thursday a piece called, or piece titled, Charity Slams Strictly's Wynn Evans and Katya Jones for Inappropriate Behaviour Joke. And in the piece, Metro spoke to Women's Aid, the domestic abuse charity who support women and children. And they have said, with an epidemic of misogyny and violence against women and girls in the UK, we need a media culture where women feel safe to speak up, where sexually inappropriate conduct is not trivialised or joked about. It's important we challenge inappropriate jokes so we don't continue normalising toxic attitudes that cultivate these forms of gender-based abuse. Now, I'm not going to share the clips of either action because both Wynn and Katya have come out and said that what is suggested about Wynn just absolutely isn't true. And therefore, I don't want to be spreading anything false or fake or misleading because to be falsely accused at the centre of this kind of story just must be absolutely devastating and so upsetting. And just, you know, it's the kind of behaviour that, like, it's such abhorrent behaviour that you would not want to be, I think being falsely accused of it would be so anxiety inducing and just upsetting and devastating, and you'd feel so on edge, and especially with having them to come out this week and go out and dance again. And even though the footage looks a little odd, I do think it's right that we take the pair at their word. I don't think we can be saying, oh, well, you know, there's definitely something wrong in that relationship, or he's definitely a tad dodgy or whatever it is. I think if you hear anybody saying that, I think you have to like stop it and squash that conversation then and there, because I think it takes a level of like disrespect. I think if both have come out and said it's fine, both have come out and said, look, we're really sorry, it was a very bad joke, you have to take them at their word, because you know they know more than anybody what is at the heart of this relationship and what the actions actually were. And I don't think you can assume that you're the expert on that. I think we do have to accept their apology. I think, you know, even if they come out in a decade and one of them says, oh, actually, there was a falling out or we weren't getting along, then, yeah, you can take them at their word then and say, OK, but right now they're asking you to believe them. And I think rightly so. So if you do hear anyone chatting absolute rubbish about Wynn or Katia, I think turn around and go, hey, you know, back off. They apologise. They made a big mistake. They won't do it again. They're very sorry. And, you know, let's focus on what Strictly is all about, which is, of course, the dancing. And on an entirely separate note, guys, I've got my money on Chris or Tasha. Tasha is incredible. She dances incredibly well. I think if it was just up to judges, it'd be Tasha. It'd have to be Tasha. But I think with the public vote and Chris just like, for those of you who don't know, Chris is blind and is still doing every dance. He is doing every lift. He is hitting his marks, hitting his beat. He is never a foot wrong. Incredible. Diane, his partner, who actually, as I'm sure you guys know, is dating Joe Sugg, one of her previous dance partners. They've been together for years now. She, I don't know how she is teaching him, like how they've decided it works best, but she is killing it as well. I pity anybody else on that show, really, because you just know you're not going to win against them. But yeah, if you're not watching Strictly, I'd really recommend it. It's such fun, stupid silliness, and I love it. If you're looking for something trivial and silly and fun and inspiring in some ways, or I won't lie, then definitely give it a watch. But yeah, let me know what you think. I've definitely rambled a little bit here, but I think it's important, and I'd love to know what you think about it all. And then next, I wanted to talk about something entirely different, and I don't know if many of you have seen this, but when I did see it, guys, I'm obsessed. And that is that Ariana Grande has launched, this week she had a perfume launch for British influencers. And guys, she had it at the Tower of London. I studied history at uni, so maybe I'm a little more dorky and nerding out about this a little bit more than is normal. But I just think that's completely bonkers. Like, I mean, I love it. It's iconic. It's madness. But crazy. So yeah, she had a perfume launch at the Tower of London. Definitely not what William the Conqueror had in mind when he first built the place in the 1070s, I am sure. But yeah, Tuesday night, obviously she wasn't there, but I, you know, had to. She rented out the place and, you know, she had her name and the name of her perfume, which is called Love Notes, for those interested, projected onto the side of the building. And then influencers were invited along for like cocktails. They had a 3-course dinner. There were tea and coffee at the end. And, you know, at some point before dinner, after cocktails, I don't really know, but all the guests were taken on a tour of the tower and heard about some of the famous historic women that are connected to the site. And, you know, just because I studied history at uni and I think it's interesting, I'm going to guess I would think they probably talked about Anne Boleyn, who of course was Henry VIII's second wife. She was beheaded at the tower, and the rumour is that, you know, her ghost still haunts the spot where she was beheaded, so you can see her sometimes. Arabella Stuart, who was the cousin of Elizabeth I, she actually starved to death in the tower, by her own choice, I think it's fair to say. The account is that she started to, like, decline and deny food, and she was actually arrested, and she was being held on arrest in the tower because she married without royal permission. Which is kind of wild, because she was both not respected or not viewed as royal by the royal family, but also wasn't allowed to marry without royal permission, which is just kind of bonkers. And then the third is Lady Jane Grey, who was executed for high treason in 1554. She's really famously known as the 9-Day Queen, and there's a very famous painting of her on the way to the chopping block. It's devastating because she was only 17 and she was just this pawn in this, like, this political power play to try and get Mary I, basically to not let her onto the throne, which actually failed, and she became Mary I in all of this. She was Mary Tudor before then. but yeah, so really interesting history, and I love that the event like played homage to that, and just it wasn't just a complete whitewashing or a modernization or just a cool venue. They shattered a bit about the history, which I think is, I don't know, I think it's really cool. I think it's really important when you go to these sites that you know what you're visiting and looking at. But yeah, loved that she tied it into her perfume launch. I'm not entirely clear how Love Notes ties to these women or to the history or to the site, or you know, why she didn't pick, if she's gonna go mad, something like, I don't know, the London Eye, where you could be in your own little love bubble in a glass cubicle. I don't know where I'm going with this. I think I'm just bemused and gobsmacked still that they used the Tower of London. Either way, back to the event. The room they used for the main venue, just, it was beautiful, guys. And I've only seen pictures and actually a couple of videos, but stunning. They had one very long table where everyone's going to sit to eat their meal, and it had pink and white flowers all over it. What was really cool is they had glass plates, which I hadn't clocked at first because they look white because there's a white tablecloth underneath them. Rose gold accents and matching candlesticks with what like sort of pastel green candles in them. It was beautifully dressed, like visually an incredibly beautiful event. But what really cracked me up is that the Towers team obviously basically said, you can use the room, but we can't take down our signage. So in the back of some of these stunning videos and photos that the various content creators and influencers took, you can see sort of big signs telling you about the room and which room you're in and the history of the room. And obviously in a colour scheme that doesn't match Love Notes or any of the sort of decor that Ariana Grande's team has brought in. It's not made me want to buy the perfume, but I'm not sure the event was meant to. I do think more and more of these sort of influencer events and these exclusive invite launch events, their aim is not to make you want to buy the product. I very much think that the marketing and the angle to make you buy the product is very much the videos and the photos we now see where someone has been sent the product to try, to test, to give their honest review on. And it's their usual content, so whether or not it's filmed in their house or in their usual style and they use the language they normally talk about, I think that those are the ones that make you want the product, and those are the ones that definitely work. I think these events, I don't know exactly what they're for, apart from, I think, probably building brand loyalty. Like, if you go to an event and you have a lovely time and you enjoy working with the brand, chances are when they say, if we send you a perfume, could you talk about it and tell everyone why you love it? You're more likely to say yes because there's a relationship there. And I suspect that a lot of it is relationship building. I could be completely wrong here. And maybe the marketing is just not working on me. But that is my understanding, and that's what I think it is. And I think this kind of event is perfect for that because it goes a step beyond. It's not just come and have a free drink on us. It's like, come and meet other people, other influencers that we think their demographics would also enjoy, and therefore you can cross-pollinate your audiences there. But also come and like speak to us, come and hear about the perfume, come and have a fun night out on us. And I don't know, I think it's not to be sniffed at. I think it's a really cool idea. I have never seen an event in the Tower of London like this. I am now going to probably bite my tongue and wish I'd not said that. I'm sure there are some very famous examples I'm just not aware of. But yeah, I'm going to pop some stuff that I've seen on the Instagram so you can sort of have a look yourself at what the event looked like and let me know what you think. And finally, guys, I just wanted to say a few quick words about Liam Payne, who tragically died this week at the age of 31 after falling from a balcony in Buenos Aires, Argentina. There is a lot of speculation going on around his death and the events in the lead up to his death. And I am a 27-year-old woman who lives in London, who has no ties to pop music or anything of the sort. So I am not going to add to that speculation, throw in my two cents, suggest I know what's happened, because I don't. I absolutely don't. I know as much as anybody else who's read the news. But what I would say is that I think we just need to treat everyone with some kindness. I think there will be some people who have been utterly devastated by this news. I was not a One Direction fan growing up. Their music is great, don't get me wrong. I just was very much on the Taylor Swift train in my teenage years and no one else really got a look in. I think treat the people who, you know, One Direction was their world, treat them with some kindness, be supportive. That parasocial relationship is incredibly influential and incredibly strong. And I imagine the grief can be somewhat overwhelming for some people. But I also think, you know, at the end of the day, this was somebody who was a father and a son and a boyfriend and a bandmate and everything else. And the loss and the hole he will have left will be huge. So be kind. Be kind to everybody. The internet was not an overly friendly place to Liam in his like final weeks. There was obviously lots going on with his ex-fiancée Maya Henry and the legal issues there. I believe she issued a cease and desist, if I remember correctly, and claimed that he was basically not sort of respecting her boundaries post-breakup. I can't say whether or not that's true. I just know that that's what her lawyers have said to the Mail Online. And I think people definitely took that and ran. And I think there were two sides to that conversation. You're either pro Liam and those fans were very aggressive towards Maya Henry, or you're pro Maya Henry and likewise those fans were not at all friendly to Liam. I'm not going to get into it. I think there's more than enough being said. I'm sure Shameless, the Australian podcast, will do an excellent feature on it. A very thoughtful, a very carefully worded and a very educated feature. So keep an eye out for that. I have no doubt it's coming. And I think before you post, guys. If you're not saying something supportive, kind, friendly, helpful, don't say it. It's not needed. It genuinely isn't. We don't need that. And more than that, his very young son, who will eventually grow up and have access to the internet, doesn't need to read it either. So if you've got negative thoughts, keep them to yourself. If you're going to be friendly, of course, share your feelings. And treat everyone with kindness. Alright, you guys, and then I'm going to bring the mood back up with Pop to Pin, which is something I've seen this week that's caught my eye, but I've only shallow dived and I've not got back to. Although I'm very much hoping to. And this week, guys, it's an article in The Cut, basically talking about pop culture Halloween outfits. My favourite example of this is their Mudeng idea, which is basically a metallic bodycon silver dress with a headband with hippo ears on it. As basic as you can get. But if you do want to dress up as the baby pygmy hippo, go for it. I am sure there will be many a Mudeng this Halloween, and I thought it was really quite funny. But I am easily pleased, I think it's fair to say. And then, of course, the Hawk Tar girl, which is basically get yourself a pink jumpsuit and a cowboy hat. I'm not sure if you're dressing up as either, but I am definitely going to have a flick through to see what they recommend, because maybe I will, you know? Maybe I will take inspiration, I don't know, dress up as Chapel Roan, or even Charlie XCX and Troye Sivan, which was another that caught my eye. But yeah, definitely take a look if you're stuck for costume ideas and you're into pop culture, because some of them are really clever, and I'm sure there are some that you could pair up with a friend and do like a couple's costume, or even your partner and do a couple's costume. But stupid and silly and fun, and definitely the kind of frothy nonsense we need. And finally, you guys, some recommendations. This week, they're both food, which I think tells you exactly how I was feeling through the week. Hungry. Hungry is the vibe. Firstly, I tried baked oats for the first time, and I love them. I didn't think I was going to, but my life has been changed, which makes me sound incredibly middle-aged, and that's okay, you know. I think sometimes you've just got to embrace it. I hate with a passion overnight oats. I don't understand the hype. Maybe I am doing it wrong, but why would you eat cold, soggy mass? I don't get it at all. But baked oats, amazing. It's just like cake for breakfast, but healthy. So my life has been changed. I have had baked oats for breakfast every day this week, and I have no plans to stop. Like, absolutely none. I really like putting frozen fruit in, because obviously by the time you've baked it, it's not frozen anymore. You just get berries and strawberries all year round then. And my recipe was literally just nicked off BBC Good Food. So if you're looking for a simple, easy recipe, I'd recommend BBC Good Food. But of course, other recipes are out there and available. And then my other recommendation is really at the other end of the food spectrum, if there is such a thing. And that is Tim Tams. I'm sure lots of you do know what Tim Tams are, but just in case you don't, they're an Australian biscuit. They're basically the Australian version of a penguin, but better, if I'm going to be honest, because they're shorter and fatter, and who doesn't love something shorter and fatter? And when I lived in Australia, I really enjoyed them, but since being back home, I hadn't really clocked them. And then recently, I found them in Tesco's. I hadn't realised they had moved over. I don't know when they came over. But what I would say is they're massively cheaper in the UK than they are in Australia, even with the conversion. I don't quite know how that's happened. I'm sure Australia is in uproar about it. I certainly would be. But if you see them, definitely give them a go. They are very sweet, but they are a lot of fun. I made my brother and my mum have a go at trying to drink their drink through it, which is what I was taught when I was in Australia. One had more success than the other. I think my brother, he managed to get his coffee through the biscuit, so I take my hat off to him. But yeah, I definitely give them a go if you see them. Pre-warn you though, is that they are quite like Moorish, so you've been warned. You know, you could end up eating a packet if you're not careful. I have warned you. But yes, those are my recommendations for the week. I hope you enjoy. Let me know if you've got a baked oats recipe you think I should try. I'm always up for it. And that is it, you guys. Thank you so much for getting this far, if you still are here. It's obviously a small independent podcast, although numbers are growing. There are quite a few international listeners. So hello, welcome. Thank you for coming. And please do tell a friend or subscribe so you're the first to know about next week's episode. And, you know, if you like what you hear and you think you might want to see some more absolute silliness from me, we're now both on TikTok and Instagram. I'm still finding my feet a little bit, quite sure which content you'd like to see, but we're working it out as we go. But shoot me a line. I always like hearing from you guys. You're very kind about this podcast, so thank you so much for that. And I look forward to talking to you next week. Bye, guys. Oh,